keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. The victim of a single vehicle crash in Topeka over the weekend has been identified. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The crash near the 1400 block of Southwest Wanamaker Road happened around 12:30 a.m. Friday morning. Emergency responders arrived at the scene to find a vehicle traveling north on Wanamaker had left the roadway and crashed into one of the support pillars of a bridge under the 470 freeway. Medical personnel pronounced 25-year-old Isabella Eagletail of Topeka dead at the scene. No other vehicles were involved. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Five new measles cases have been reported this week in Kansas, bringing the total to 37 in the past month. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment report shows the cases have remained in the same eight counties as last week's update, all in southwestern Kansas. Haskell County has the most with eight. 31 of the cases involve those under the age of 17. 30 of the cases involve unvaccinated individuals. They'll continue to monitor. This is Kansas Information Network News.
The Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
It's called a Cattle on Feed Report. It's a cattle census of sorts. Farm Bureau economist Barrett Nelson says the March 1st Cattle on Feed Report has an interesting story to tell.
USDA estimates there were a little bit over 11.5 million head of cattle in the U.S. in feedlots on March 1st. Now, this number's down about 2% from last year.
The numbers prompted an initial positive reaction in the cattle markets, but Nelson says there are still plenty of variables going forward.
There's still a lot of fundamental uncertainty in the market surrounding where the economy is headed. When you add this in with the prospect of tariffs, export uncertainty, that's more demand uncertainty. This has led to a pretty high level of volatility in futures.
Listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A red flag warning begins at noon today and remains in effect until 9 p.m. tonight. Mainly sunny skies today, with daytime highs approaching 92. Winds out of the south, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 46 tonight, partly cloudy skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Bill Self landed another player out of the transfer portal last evening as KU Athletics announced the signing of St. Bonaventure guard Melvin Council Jr. Council Jr. chose KU after visiting Lawrence and Mississippi State. He was in Lawrence over the weekend. He averaged 14.6 points, 5.4 rebounds, 4.1 assists, and 2.1 steals per game during his season at St. Bonaventure. Those averages helped him become an All-Atlantic 10 third-team selection. Prior to playing at St. Bonaventure, Council Jr. was an All-Northeast Conference first-team selection at Wagner College, and before playing at Wagner, he was a two-time NJCAA Division I All-American at Monroe College. He'll use his final season of eligibility at Kansas and becomes the Jayhawks' third signee out of the transfer portal, joining Loyola Chicago's Jay Dawson and Illinois' Trey White. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical, Osborne, Kansas. If you'd like to save money, call Sims Fertilizer in Osborne today. That's what they do best, save you money. Call them toll-free, 1-800-821-4289, or visit them at simsfarm.com.